Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about five Google apps that can streamline your web design workflow. I cannot believe we waited until episode 396 to cover the five Google apps you should be using. That's kind of crazy, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah. We've touched on G Suite, focusing on kind of the email side of things, but we haven't really talked about the additional tools that you get with G Suite, the apps, or even with a free Gmail account too. But yeah, I mean, these are so powerful. David and I use them daily for planning out WP the Podcast, and we'll kind of talk about how we use it, as well as in our own businesses for web design, for our product businesses. I mean, the tools are so useful, and there's so many benefits to them with the collaboration and everything. So yeah.
Yeah. And our courses and different things.
Right. We just our entire course planned out using Google Apps.
Yeah, it's very powerful. So number one on our list obviously is email. Gmail, as Tim said, is free. You get a lot of stuff with the Gmail email app. It's got a mobile app. It's got a great desktop app. It's got all the integrations that you would want with any email. And what I really like about the Gmail is that its servers are trusted worldwide. Rarely ever do you get any emails that you send out put into anybody's spam box because, you know, Google's servers are just trusted. It's Google. It's Gmail. They run and own the internet anyways, Tim. So yeah. Makes sense that all of their stuff goes through.
Yeah, love the email. Also, as a quick side note, the new Gmail that you get with a free Gmail account or with the paid G Suite, they just revamped it and added some cool features like autocomplete. It kind of basically it learns the different types of things that you say regularly, and then it kind of auto-completes, and so it makes responding to emails a lot quicker. So if you know you say common things like thanks for reaching out, as soon as you start typing thanks, it'll autocomplete. You just hit tab and it fills it in for you. You know, that's a short example, but you know, a lot of times there's longer sentences that you type out frequently that it fills in for you. So yeah, I love the email. The next one on the list, the next app is Google Drive, which is storage. You get it free a certain amount with Gmail, and then you get a way bigger amount. I think the smaller plan, $5 a month, plan that you get with G Suite comes with 30 gigs of storage, which is huge. You know, that's a very large amount of storage. And so, as I mentioned, David and I use it for WP the Podcast. We store all of our episodes on Google Drive. They then get uploaded to our server, so they're not served from Google Drive, but that's what we store them for our editor, Kelsey, who then downloads them and then uploads them to the site and everything. And then also that acts as our backup, just in case anything ever happens to the site. We have everything safely stored, you know, multiple times on our own computers, on the drive, all of that. So everything is backed up. And so yeah, Google Drive is great. I love having that cloud storage there. In terms of web design clients, you know, because we titled this episode that can streamline your web design workflow, having your clients, giving them a shared folder that they can upload their content to a Google Drive is super, super handy. Most clients are familiar with the Google products and they have a Google account, and so it makes it super easy. And so they don't have to be on your team. They just need some sort of Google account, whether it's a free Gmail account, you know, used or a different account that they have with Chrome or whatever. They just need that in order to access and upload files to Google Drive.
Yeah, I agree. You know, back to the email real quick, the artificial intelligence aspect that they've added in with the autocomplete is legit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Third on our list is the documents. It's similar to Microsoft Word or Pages in Mac. It's a Word doc. And the great thing about the documents is it's great for doing blog posts, doing your writing, you know, brain dump, just get a bunch of stuff down. What I love about it is it exports to all of the popular, you know, Word doc platforms. So if you use Microsoft Word, for example, or Pages, you can export that from Google Drive and stuff and as a Word doc and whatnot. And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, very powerful, same as your you know, Microsoft Word or Pages.
Yeah. The next one on the list is Sheets, similar to Google Docs. Works the same thing, except for it's for spreadsheets. So it has the benefits, as David mentioned, where you can, you know, export as Excel files or numbers for Mac and whatnot. So kind of one thing that I really like, and this applies to both Docs and Sheets, and as well as the Drive, is because it's all stored in the cloud, you can access it anywhere from any device. And so if, for example, I think of a really good podcast episode, I will access it from my phone when I'm on the go and quickly add the episode onto our Google Sheet that we have for WP the Podcast, and I'll add it there, you know, or no matter where I am, even if I'm not near a computer. And so it makes it really easy. And same thing for any type of collaboration you're doing with your team. Doesn't matter where they are, what device they're on, et cetera. Having that collaboration and having that as part of your workflow can be a huge time saver.
Absolutely. And last on our list, but definitely not least, is the calendar app from Gmail. This is probably one of my favorite apps with Gmail, of the Google apps. I keep calling it Gmail, but it's actually Google apps. Yeah. What I like about the calendar aspect is you know, the detail that you can get into with scheduling appointments, meetings, video conferencing. You can add the video conferencing aspect, of which I'm going to do a couple of little quick bonuses here that are other apps that you get with Google apps that tie in really well with the calendar. And that's Hangouts. You know, that's one we don't have on this list. We only went with 5, but we could have easily went with probably 10 Google apps that are just awesome and badass. Calendar allows you to schedule appointments. It allows you to add people. It allows you to collaborate. So if you have key team members in your web design business that need to access your calendar so they know what your business looks like, you can give them access to it. So for example, a couple of team members on our team have access to my calendar. So they know when they want to schedule an appointment for something. They can see when I'm free and when I'm not free. I like that I can schedule Zoom calls straight through the Google Apps calendar, not just Hangouts. You can do other video conferencing calls and stuff and add that aspect in with the calendar. So it's really great. We threw a plug for the Hangouts. I'll throw one more plug that Tim and I have used greatly this year, and that is the what do they call the PowerPoint Google? It's the, I don't know what it's called, but.
Slides.
Yeah, it's Google Slides. Absolutely. Those things are awesome. You know, we built some slides in PowerPoint. We've built some slides in Keynote, and we brought them into Google Slides. And guess what? Google Slides works with all of them, and it exports to those platforms. So,
yeah,
super powerful tools. Love the Google apps. If you're not using them in your web design business, check them out. We've already, as Tim said, you know, mentioned our go-to email service is G Suite. So inexpensive, so powerful, and you get all of these bonus tools to use with, you know, with your web design business.
Yeah, I have one more bonus to throw out that I think really comes into play with having a web design business, and that's Google Voice. Google Voice is extremely powerful, and a lot of people don't even know it exists. It doesn't get talked about very much, but like I don't, for example, on my web design business website, I don't have my cell phone number on there. I have my Google Voice number on there. Actually, I might have even removed that recently, but I don't want to give out my, like on my business card, it's not my cell phone, it's my Google Voice number. I have it synced to my cell phone number. And so if it calls that, it will ring my phone. However, I can turn that off at any time. And there's so many features. We'll do an entire episode on Google Voice. But yeah, Google Voice is awesome for having any type of small business.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode for WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.